West of the Rockies, you're on the line. Hi there.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, George. I was hoping to get on a little earlier to talk to Mark, as my dad, who died just before his 50th birthday, I learned that he was a ghostwriter for the Twilight Zone.
You're kidding.
No, and it was, I went to live with him. My parents were divorced, and so this was, I graduated in 68, and I remember we moved to this other apartment, and I'm thinking it was like 69, 70.
Why a ghostwriter? Because they were letting other writers write some of the episodes.
You know, I don't know. He, but it was very, because he had said he was a ghostwriter, and it was not to be known that he was, that he was a writer. I guess there was some that they, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, okay, that's puzzling.
And how I found out was I was going out on a date one evening, and my dad kept saying, well, when is your date going to get here? And he kept saying, well, what time are you going out? When were you expecting? And he kept saying this. I'm like, what is his problem? And so my dad opened, he comes, my date came to the door, and I went up the elevator and went out on my date. And when I came back, my dad said, as you were going up the elevator, Rod Serling was coming down. And I'm like, you are kidding. Cause, I love the Twilight Zone, and
sure.
I've met him. But he said that it wasn't, it wasn't supposed to stay there. And I mean, I guess he came over on occasion, I don't know, to pick up the things that my dad wrote. I'm not really sure. But, and the reason I wanted to talk to Mark is that my dad, because he wasn't supposed to say which ones, I mean, he really kept this secret. Like, he wasn't supposed to say which ones, which episodes he wrote. And I said, well, you could tell me. I won't tell anybody. And he said, no, but I'll tell you something. If you saw it, when you watched them, you would know exactly which one it was that I wrote it. And I've always was curious, because now I'm thinking, he's gone, and now, I can't talk to him about it. But, I thought maybe around 70, around that time, I'd like to just watch them all and see if I could tell which one.
What his style was?
Yeah, that my dad wrote, because he said that you wouldn't, he just, back then, in the 70s, he says, well, you would know. If you saw it, you would know.
Well, how many did he do?
And I don't know. I mean, I don't recall if he told me. I just know he wrote a few of them, and I never got to know which ones they were.
All right, did he ever mention who was in it? Then that might be easier.
No, he wouldn't say anything. I mean, I don't know what it was. I just thought back then maybe they weren't, they just signed a contract saying they wouldn't divulge anything about it, and he just said no, because I'm a ghostwriter, and it's known, I'm not supposed to say that, I wrote for Rod Serling or anything like that.
Well, that's strange, because, Rod did have a handful of other writers that he gave full credit to.
Oh, I don't.
And it's weird.
It is weird, and he just never, and he never told me. My dad was a, he was a writer, so.
He was not blackballed or anything, was he, in Hollywood?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah.
The Writers Guild, I know, and he knew a lot of, he said, Ernest Hemingway. He, he just, sometimes these things would just come up, and it would blow me away, because he never really, he wouldn't sit down and just brag or talk about things. It just came up because we happened to be talking about the subject matter, and he'd say, oh, yeah, well, nonchalantly he'd come out and say, well, yeah, that, he had phone calls with some of these famous writers, or...
What are some of the things that he did do that you're aware of?
Well, I know he wrote a book, and it never got published. He died before they published it.
Did he complete it?
He did complete it. And it was kind of a therapy for him. I think it was all about the family and us
Yeah.
So that didn't, and then he also, another thing that he did, he was also a painter. He was very artistic, and he painted this life-size, somebody had asked him to paint a life-size picture of a woman, and I think it was in the nude or something, and he painted, but he would never sell anything. But this individual asked him specifically, and it hung in, I don't know if it was in the Brown Derby, what was it, some restaurant or bar/restaurant in Hollywood or in California, Los Angeles. And apparently, the last I heard, which was many, many years ago, is that someone came in and paid a lot of money for it. And it's, and that's another thing. I mean, I would like to have seen that, you know, where that is.
Sure. Well, Mark's website is Zicree.com. And you can get onto that website and send him an email. And he is so gracious, if he can figure out what scripts your father might have contributed to, he'll let you know.